Harper Audio presents Success is the Only Option, The Art of Coaching Extreme Talent by John Calipari and Michael Sokolov, performed by Al Kessel. To my late mother Donna, the original Pay It Forward, Dream Big Dreams person in my life, and my father Vince, a true grinder and gatherer who showed me how to work hard and bring people together. Introduction. Appeal to their aspirations, not their egos. As head basketball coach at the University of Kentucky, I work with a small group of prodigies. They're like other highly advanced young people who are seemingly headed straight to the top of their chosen fields. But the young men I lead happen to be bigger and more famous, and they do their work and their growing up in public. They arrive on campus at 17 or 18 years old with a mix of confidence, bravado, and anxiety. Their personal highlight reels, soaring dunks and three-point shots, just the ones that go in, have been up on YouTube since they were in middle school. It's a lot to live up to. I never want to make them feel less confident about themselves, but I do tell them, what you got here is not what's going to get you where you want to go. My job is to serve their aspirations, not their egos. In recent seasons, I've coached players who left our college program and became almost instant NBA stars. John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis, and Karl Anthony Towns. At Memphis, I had Derrick Rose, who was the league's MVP before he turned 23. Many of my other former players have quickly established themselves in professional basketball and are now on the cusp of stardom. They are what extreme talent in my business looks like: a mix of size, speed, strength, leaping ability, court vision, ball handling, and shooting acumen. You don't need to have all of these attributes, but if you combine several of them, it can put you among the elite. Sometimes just one of these traits, in excess, is enough to build on. Devin Booker, a freshman on my 2014-2015 team, comes to mind. He had a reputation as just a shooter, but he used that as a foundation and then put in the work to add other valuable aspects to his game. He demonstrates a sometimes overlooked element of extreme talent, a mental makeup that allows a person to truly self-assess. Intelligence also matters, much more than some people believe it does in my business. I've never met a star who couldn't think quickly on his feet and reason at a high level. There's only so far you can go in basketball, and most other sports, without being a pretty smart person. My best players, without exception, have been among my most intelligent players, not in all cases top-notch students, especially if they came from struggling school systems, but they had minds that were fast and nimble. Every one of the players whom I would categorize as an extreme talent shared one other trait: a strong inner drive to succeed. I didn't give them that. I can't give someone that. They had it already. But I had to understand the source of their drive and tap into it. Were they motivated by a fear that they weren't good enough? A chip on their shoulders because someone along the way had discredited their abilities? A desire to financially prosper and help family members and others back home? All of them knew they were unfinished products. They needed and wanted to get better, and they put their trust in me and our staff to help them. There's an old adage that one sign of intelligence is the ability to keep two opposing ideas in your head at the same time and still function. The saying is a pretty good description of what I confront in my job, and I believe it applies to anyone: coach, CEO, military leader, teacher, even a parent, who is seeking to lead and inspire highly talented individuals. Those under your command, by definition, are going to be more complicated. They're highly gifted but undeveloped. Their gifts, in fact, may have delayed other aspects of their development. Nothing is more important to me than helping my players reach their individual goals.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?